What's going on, guys? You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Mediocre Movie Hour with Ant-Man.
And Lil T.
What's going on, guys? This week, we are coming with you with a banger. All right, guys, first one up is Begin Again by Taylor Swift. Enjoy. Please enjoy. Please.
Take a deep breath in the mirror. You didn't like it when I wore high heels, but I do. Turn the lock and put my headphones on. He always said he didn't get this song, but I do. I do. Walked in expecting you'd be late, but you got here early and you stand and wave. I walk to you. You pull my chair out and help me. You don't know how nice that is, but I do. And you throw your head back laughing like a little kid. I think it's strange that you think I'm funny, 'cause he never did. James Taylor Records is you, but I do. We tell stories and you don't know why. I'm coming off a little shy, but I do. But you throw your head back laughing like a little kid. I think it's strange that you think I'm.
Hi guys, Lil D is in the house. Yeah. Lily, my microphone was muted. but that was Begin Again by Taylor Swift.
Yep.
You won't hear a lot of Taylor Swift on this show, but the title of the movie this week is Begin Again.
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo, Keira Knightley, Adam Levine,
all of our favorites.
Yep. James Gordon.
Yep.
He's the central character.
And when we told my roommate Kate that we were doing Beginning End, she was like, "You must play Taylor Swift for me." Yeah, so that was for
Big
Kate.
Big Swiftie. That Shout one was for Kate. Kate.
She's not listening because she has a chapter meeting. But
womp womp.
We love her. And we love play Kate. Taylor Swift for her.
Yeah.
So this episode is gonna be the soundtrack to Begin Again, plus a few more. This is like a music movie. So
yeah.
There's just like one of a music, couple. Like original music throughout it, but then references to other songs.
Yeah.
So we added them too, and then added some of our own favorites.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different kind of songs in here. Like Lily was saying, there's the songs from the movie, which I'm pretty sure the characters in the movie did write for the movie.
Yeah. The characters.
Yeah. Like Keira Knightley, she wrote a song, Lost Stars.
Oh, yes.
For the movie.
Okay. Her character wrote the song Lost Stars. Right. I don't think Keira Knightley did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But that's what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Her character wrote Lost Stars, this song, and she plays it like in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Just like her and her guitar, and then.
Yeah, she's intending for it to be like a ballad, like a soft song that's just meant to be shared for between her and her boyfriend at the time, Adam Levine. I don't remember his name.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant. Doesn't matter. He's a bad guy in this movie. And he grows like a really nasty beard, which makes me not like him even more.